We are on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Let us again quickly go over the Mishnah and the Gemara. Anaisa Yishe Kehenes, if a person is marrying a Bas Kayin, and this person will see from Rashi and Taisvis is a Kayin. Tzarech Livdek Acher. So he has to be Baidek HaYichus, Arba Imohes, four of her Imohes, Shehain Shmaina, which in reality, in order to ensure the Hatzloch in this Bedika, we're Baidik another four to make sure that this is a good Bedika. Now, let us just say let's just go a little further in the Mishnah. The Arba Imohis are Imo Ve'aim of Ve'aim Avi Imo. That's two. And then Ve'aim Aviya, Ve'aim Avi Aviya. That's the other two. That means Sai Mitzad Aviha, you need Aim Aviya, Ve'aim Avi Aviya. Sai Mitzad Imo, you need Imo, Ve'aim Avi Imo. That are the four that we have to be Mevara. And they added on another four, the Lashon of the Ran is V'nokat Hai Lishne Arba Shein Shmoine Lepishim Ipnei B'dikas HaArba. That really have to be Baidik these four. Ipnei B'dikas HaArba Tach Livdoi Kahacheres. You have to be Baidik their mothers. Shein HaArba Nivdokes Yofe Elim Kenu Baidik Shalomailameh. So that's the Lashon Arba Shein Shmoine. That the Ikech Yivdik is on these Arba. But we add on the aim of each aim we are baidik to make sure that we're making a proper bedika. So therefore it says the Mishnah, ima, and then the aim ima, that's already, that makes the, that's a chelik of the Shemaina. The aim avi ima, the ima, the aim aviya, the ima, the aim avi ima, the aim avi aviya, the ima. Let us again see Rashi, isha kehenes, dafkinokas, the Dafke, if she is a Bas Koyin, there's Arba Shehem Shmoine. Kliktoni Sefer. Because the Sefer says, if the Isha is a Bas Levi, Levi Yisraelis, Maisipan Alein Oid Achat. So then, the last aim we have, we go another Ema. We go another aim. So we're biting another generation by a Levi and a Yisraelis. Arba Imoi Shehem Shmoine. Boitken bedeiraiser arba imois. Shtayim mitzad ha'ov, u'shtayim mitzad ha'im. Shehem shmoina, all together shmoina, kol achas mehem oisa, this is the shashin gilsa, ve'es ima. So memele, so we have these four plus her mother. Boitken, Rashi says, what is the purpose of this b'dikish? Loi hoyu mamzeirais. Oy achas min apsulais lekol. Ve'aim avi ima shalisha zu shehu naise. Ve'ima shalaim avi ima. Ve'aim avia shal zu shehu naise. Ve'ima shalaim avia. Ve'aim avi avia shal zu shehu naise. Ve'ima. So now the Mishnah says further, Levi of Yisraelis, Maisif Naleim, Oy Dachas. Levi of Yisraelis, Lekoyim, Agnahi Rashi mentions that a Koyim is marrying them. Bo Lekoyim, so he wants to marry a Levi or Yisraelis, Maisif Naleim, Oidachas. So we add one more. Aim Achas, another aim, Bechol Zug Bezug. Kegoyim, we had before, Imo, Ve'aim Imo. So we say, Ve'imo, the mother of Aim Imo, Ve'chein Kulo. And we had mentioned, the Ran says, why is it that by a Levi of the Yisraelis they added another, there were Moshe Bechi of Dike. So the Ran says, Mishim de Mishpachas Kayhanim Ein Apsu Metsuye Kolkach. So Memele, they held that was a sufficient investigation if we made the Arba Shein Shmoina. But when we're coming to Leviim and Yisraelim, could be there's it's more possible that there should be psulim. So because of that, they were moisif to be baidik another generation, another 40 mois. Now let us go further in the Mishnah. Baidkin loymin hazbeich amizbeich ulamayla, v'loymin haduchen ulamayla, v'loymin hasenhedrin ulamayla, v'chol shehusiku avoysov mishaytrei harabim, if the obvious one mishaytrei harabim, usidis vadayonim, Let us see Rashi. He's a miyuchis, so in mail I don't have to be boidik anymore. Aim avi avio. V'loi min aduchen ulamayla. Im huad olo. There were two edim. Sha'omad eitzel alaviyim beduchen. L'sheir eshiya. It's also, we'll see in the Gemara, there was a bezin that made sure that only leviyim miyuchosim were aimed beduchen. It did not permit others to go. Ulay min ha-Sanhedrin ulamaylo, nimna v-Sanhedrin, in tzor liv v-Kaisek, v-Chein Shoyt Re'ab, v-Kavoy Tzoke, Meisiyim v-Noiseyim l-Koyin. Again, Rashi mentions Koyin, so this is two places Rashi mentions speaking about a Koyin. They tzrich and liv v-Dek. There's no need to be boy. The time of the Kulo, all these exceptions, v-Mitzvayach, v-Dukhan, v-Sanhedrin, Now let us go further. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Af Mishahoyo Chosum Be'erki Hayishona Shal Tzipeche. Rashi was not Geiris Eid. And Rashi says as follows. Rabbi Yosi is Moisef, Af Mishahoyo Chosum Be'erki Hayishona Shal Tzipeche. So Rashi says, Hayishona is Ir Smucha L'Tzipeche. This is a city next to Tzipeche. Sheshmo Yishona. The Amrinim be'erivin, we have a similar translation in Erivin. There it says, Ki'ir chadosha shebi'yude, and there the translation is, I know, Ir sheshmo chadosha. That means the new city of Yehuda. There was a Ir that was called chadosha, kedachsiz, a posik in Yeshua, tzman v'chadosha. So now, be'erchi shoyakosuv, this person, shoyakosuv, Bisidre Hadayak. His name was written Bisidre Hadayak. Shayirigilim liyaches esaruhim lodayim. Those who were loy lodayim, they were miyaches, and that means they did not permit in this city Yishona that there should be dayonim that are not miyuchos. Shayu miyuchosim, bekaishim ala seder, plaini miyuchosim. Shayin rigilim b'nei hamokim limnei stayin shayin miyuchosim. And we have Rabbi Chanina ben Antinus Oimam, Abmisha Hoya Muchtev, Vastratio Shal Melech, the Gemara Meporish Lorashi. So the Gemara asks Akashe, Maishna Bimnoshi Botkinet, Rebaidik, her mother, Rebaidik, her mother's mother, Rebaidik, her father's mother, her grandfather's mother, Yoni Baidik, the Noshim, Maishna Begabri Leibotki. Finally, Baidik, the men. Let me go, Rashi says, the Bidik is, the Mamzerim, other Psulek O. So this should be Nizbara, Bain Mitzad Eimois, and Bain Mitzad Eobais. So the Gemara answers, Noshi the Chiminsi Bahadi Adodi. When women used to fight, so if they felt someone was wrong, and this person was nichshol in znus, so in the bishas, the merive, this was mentioned. This woman was mezane. This they felt the merive, that would show that she's wrong. She's She's an outcast. She's mezane. So if a woman had such a chesorin, it would come out b'shas meriva. But v'imisa de'ike milse, if she had another chesorin, and she wasn't a miyucheset, she was posel l'kol, lo yislokom. That the women never spoke about, it was not a proof in the meriva that this woman is wrong. That she's posel l'ovi b'kol, this is something that was beyond her control. She was born psulekol. So when women fought, this was not something, this was not a chesorah that was mentioned in the Meriv. So Memele, even though we never heard a koil, we never heard of a reyese, about her mother, a grandmother, that does not mean anything, because it was never spoken about, because Bein b'shas meriva, bein shalei b'shas meriva, these things aren't spoken about. So therefore, if we want to make sure that the kohen is not getting in, marrying into a mishpacha of mamzerim, there's a chiyuv bedikah. Because we have no birur besides this bedikah. If they are mamzerim, they are psulei kol or not. But gavri, when men fight, so it seems the proof that Yana is wrong is Biyuksinu the Minzi. So there, this is mentioned Bishas Meribe, he's a Apostle of Kol. That is how, that is the Nusach of Paslas by men. So Im Isa Dehi Kemilse Islai Kol. So Memele, if we never heard any koil, any reyesin, about any of the fathers, avia. So memele, that means no news is good news. That proof is a simen, that there's no reyesin in this nekuda of yichus. So then chazal wa namatzrich, therefore chazal wa namatzrich, achiyev dikim, mitzad v'yigav. Let us see Rashi. Maishna v'noshi debarkinik nitoni dala deimois leketoni alba ovis shiboitkin avio avio shleihoyu mamzeren. The Gemara says, by women barayis ha-deminsi ain't zu megane zu bipsul yichus hello biznus. This by women is considered a chesoren, she was mezane. So this is brought up in an argument, in a fight. So it could very well be that this woman also is a psul yuchsin, but this is not spoken about. So that we didn't hear about it does not necessarily mean that there's no psul yuchsin. Therefore, Chazal were machayiv v'diket mashen kain. By men, if there would be any reyes in the ziches, we would have heard about it. And not hearing about it is saying another word, that there's no psul yiches. Frag the Gemara, and this is a yesaidis the kakash in the sugya, which we will see there's a lot of difficulties with the kakash in the peretz. Be'i hi nami tivdik bei bedidei. That means we say that a kohen is mechuyev to be boidek. Let's learn the way Rashi learned. A kohen is mechuyev to be boidek, a bas kohen, a levia, a yisraelis, mechuyev to be boidek if there's any psulei kol there, amseiris, geramoini mitzriya doime, is mechuyev to be boidek if there's any psulei kol. So the Gemara asks, why shouldn't she be mechuyev to be baidik the chosen tzad? Why dafke on him the zechiyev dike, not on her? Biyunami tivdik bei bedidei. So the Gemara answers, mesayilei l'chav. So this Mishnah is a raya to Rav. אמר רב יהודה מרב, לא יהוזרו כשירייס לנוס אלה פסול. רבס קוין כנר יכול. Now we have to understand, the Gemara is very schwer. We are making a bedike a mamzeres. Now just like a zochel cannot marry a mamzer, and the kevik a mamzeres, and the kevik can marry a mamzer either. And the Gemara asked the kasha if one should be medayik, is a chiyuv bedike, in order to make sure that the yichus is pure, so it should work both ways. And now the Gemara all of a sudden goes on a tangent. Well, and a bas kohen can marry a chol. Mesh you a kasha, let us be boidik for mamzeres. Oh, because I'm mamzeres. You tell me a bas kohen is mutam a raya from our Mishnah Torah. So we have to understand this. So let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, ihi nami a kehenes. Amai lo hitzrichu a livdoik biyichus aila daladi mois. Dilme ike milse b'neshe mishpachte biyuxet. Maybe there's some mamzeres in his mishpos. Vayuzeru ksheiris kehenais linosi lepsulim. Which psulim are they permitted to marry? Kegay chaloli, geiri, v'charuri. Now, Rashi felt this problem. The Gemara is not answering the question. We're speaking about mamzeres. And you tell me that she's not muzer to marry chalol. So Rashi says, v'kiva. So Rashi adds a few words, which the Gemara doesn't say. So Rashi says like this, v'kivin u'lehikvido teira aleihem liyuxin. We see she's a bas koyin. She's a bas koyin. And theoretically, she should have all the obligations, all the yisurim that a kohen has. And we find it's not like that. A kohen is not permitted to marry a chalola, not permitted to marry a zayne, not permitted to marry a giyaris. And she is permitted to marry a cholol, a ger, a charuri. V'kivin d'lo hikpido teira aleihem liyuxin. Rabbananami le'ovet bohu maile latzachinam bedike afilu machmas mamzeres ishtukis. So Rashi seems to be saying as follows. Rashi seems to be saying that what it says in our Mishnah, hanoise isha kenes tzorich livdekacher. So Rashi is telling us, now let's be mamtik a little bit. That what he is boidik for mamzeres is not meikaradin. Meikaradin. In a Torah, a Sophic Mamzer. We don't know, that ignorance is bliss, Sophic Mamzer. And we have another klal, Mishpoches and Nitmo Nitmo. If we don't know anything, we're digging and exploring to find Tzulim. No one is moved to do such a thing. I can't Mishpoches and Nitmo Nitmo. Find it. Tzorech Livdoik, a Mishnah. He has to. So Rashi says, this was a specialist, a mailer that they made by Kahanim. Now, why did they make this mailer by Kahanim? So they said, look, the Torah also made chumras by him. The Torah said that, Mishum kedushas kohunosoi, I'm allowed to marry a cholola and a giyores, etc. So therefore, we, the Rabbonon, put on him a mailer that we are emulating the duplicating the anhogas ha-teira, we say, so he's mechuyit, okay, me'ikar adin, it's muta, atzofik mamza, it's muta mishpochish, and it's nitmo, that's for a poshita person. For a koyin ha-mura me'ha'om, that the teira gave special dinei yichas on him. So the Rabbanan also gave special dinei yichas. You mechuyit to be boitik, you can't rely on the heterim, it's kosha, mishpoch, nitma, by you have to be mevar. Masha enkein by a baskoin, since the Torah never put special alochas on her, she can marry a ger, a cholol, and those. So we see in Dine Yichos, the Torah was not makbid that she should marry miyuchoseis. So therefore, So therefore, the Rabbanan also didn't make this mile. It came like Peter told him, like, you're somebody, I'm allowed to mile. That's a kind of bedike. I feel a machmas with the Mazeres, so stuck it. We're speaking about Aaron Fishayla. Hello. Ki is chazi, yisur me, if you see it's also, then, versteht so. Aber chashosha, ola mitzik, stammazoy, to think, maybe. Oya tzachino, they weren't matzrich, by a baskoy. That is how Rashi learns Pshat in our Gemara. Now let us see the last tesis on the Yomit. We'll come back later to the previous tesis. Tzorech sheyidek acheo arba imoy. Perish bekotris. Boitkin, the purpose of the bdike is mishum pshashti mamzeret. V'loi nehire, so tesis says, mi de porich gemore, bi I hi na mi tivdeik benide. Mi gemore es da kasha let ha bi boite. Mi shani le huzun u ksheres li nosi le psula. My comma. If the whole bedike is to be boideik for mamzeres, ha huzun u li nosi le mamzeres, a woman is also, just like he's not allowed to marry mamzeres, she's not allowed to marry a mamzer. Da filo man do mal hus rein da ko no sile gol kom aber le mam zeigem loy so beim is in the issue is speaks out and actually said a terrace on this guy I mean Rashi says the whole bedike is a pesazoy a mile about me and this whole bedike was only said for kahanim zecharim who the teure made chumres on them so the rabbanon added on a duplicated what the Torah had done and also made a mile mid the Rabbanan. Mashen came by Pnois Kehanim. The Torah did not make Yisur HaYichus of the Rabbanan also. But it seems Taisvist did not like Rashi's Pshat because we're missing 10 words in the Teretz. I mean, the Gemara didn't say the Teretz. The Gemara is a kasha. The Rabbi Boydik, if he's a mamzer, so he's Boydik, if she's mamzer, it's by her. The Rabbi Boydik is mamzer, it's by him. So the Gemara answers, the Huzer Ekshayres Linos Yilipsulim, and you have to add another 10 words. I mean, that's not the Teretz to the kasha. So you have to say the whole thing is, Chumre, Namailen, and, but, so therefore, Taisus did not like Rashi's Mahalach in the Gemara. So, finished. Lachain Tzorech Leib. So therefore, because of this Gemara's Kasha, and she should be Boidik, and we have this Teretz, Lehuzeruk Sheira, Tzorech Leib, and therefore we have to say, Tchshoshe, the Masnisni Mishum Chalolas. We're not Boidik Alts Mamzeres, we're Boidik Alts Chalolas. Our Mishum Mamzeres, Lashach Shoshe Klal, Makirim Yisrael Mamzerim Shebenei Faker, Afilu, after all your Chumres, besides Sofik Mamzer, besides Mishbochish and Nidma, there's a Klal Makirim Yisrael Mamzerim Shebenei, so Memele, so this is a very, very small shash that maybe there's a Mamzer there, so therefore, by Mamzerim, we don't have to be Baidik at all. That we only have to be Vaidik Chalolim. This is not absolutely cold. This wasn't known. You have to be Vaidik Chalolim. So now the Gemara is beautiful. So the Gemara asks, just like he has to be Vaidik, maybe there's Chalolim and her Mishpacha, so she should be Vaidik. She's a Baskoi. But her be Vaidik, maybe there's Chalolim and his Mishpacha. So the Gemara says, oh, Messiah Leilechav, ooh, this Mishnah, this is a raya to Rav. Not like Rav, I really don't know. It's a eyes in the kasha, but this is a raya to Rav. So, it would be very good, but the Tosi says, I'm more than a kasha on this pshat. Me utayim. Haktoni leviye v'yisraelis meisifin oidacha. The Mishnah says that if a kohen is marrying a bas kohen, you're Boidik eight imbohis. If a kohen is marrying a bas levi or a bas yisrael, you boidik 12 imbohis. You go her mother. You go up another generation. V'ilai botki Ella Vipsul Halalas, if the whole purpose of the Bedika is to assure us that there's no Psul Halalas, Levi Evi Yisraelis Hamai Tzricha Bedika, even the Avu Alevi O Yisrael, you don't have to go back, you don't have to do research. Alevia means her father is a Levi, or her father is a Yisrael. He efshe bishum inyan li is bapsul chalolet, shchele kula alme b'nei Yisrael mikve tare lechalolet, b'mkein Yisrael shenosa chalolet b'itrek shere lechalolet. And this is amoyah de kikash, you're biting the mother. It's ridiculous, I've been biting the mother for. I feel like she's a chalolet, this daughter is kosher lechalolet, because Levim Yisrael mikve tare lechalolas. So if that's the whole purpose of the Medika, according to Rashi, it's more the kustum lechalolas, talking about mamzeres. But according to Taisvis, Taisvis got stuck in this mother. V'yesh loima. So this is a mir de kekashe. So Tais answers as follows. V'iker abdike v'takone mishum psul chalolas. I'm sticking to my gun. The only reason they were misakin to make a bedik is as chalos. What misakin as mamzeres? I told you before, makirim Yisrael mamzerim shebineim. There's no need, there's no necessity. Finished. So they made a takon of chalos. Ba'agav bedik the chalos. But since already you're bedik already, that means we have the mother on trial. The grandmother, we're in the middle of investigating. So we're investigating her kashras. The reason why we were mechayim the bdika. I mean, a bad marshal, person goes to a doctor, he takes a blood test, he wants to find out a certain thing. He's getting a blood test, he can find out other things also already. We're taking the blood test. We're investigating. So Mamela, so the reason for the investigation was Als Chalolos. That's why the Takana was made. Without that, there's no legitimate reason to make Bachlalachi of Bdika. But after we said already this Takana is, and we're investigating already, so they said already, let's make a clean sweep of it, and we're investigating, so let's be Mavara, other Psulim also, Mamzeres, and Chalolos, and Mamzeres, and Psuliko, Gelaviv Yisraelis. Avol Gavi, so that is by a koyin. So that means, in Dachsach Meir, from the Taisus of Rosh, it would seem that by a bas koyin also they were boy to kareli mamzeres. That means, because that's how it started. The Sibis Atakona was want to be boy to chalolos. It wouldn't make Atakona to be boy to mamzeres because makirim is all mamzerim shebeneya. So the Atakona was chalolos. They said already, since we're being baidik already, so let's be mavara everything, let's make a clean sweep and be mavara that there's no psul whatsoever. So mamela alaviya v'yisraelis, even though there's no bedika al chalolas, because she's ichanada chalola, but we continue these bedikas, l'gabi mamzei. Avol gabi ihi, avol mamela, avol al kaponim, the teretz, what we said is a good teretz. I will got the Gemara asked the Kasha, let her be boidik, the tzad hachosun, if there's mamzeres. The Gemara says, I'm a gabi, the leke psul chalola, suzuk sheres and also psul, my tzad lindik mishu mamzeres. Because for them, the Gemara is very good. They never made attack on the mamzeres. The bedika mamzeres is only an extension of the takona of chalola. So if there is a need, by a kind, there's a need of bedikas chalolas, so they extended the bedike to cover mamzeres. Masha enkein by a bas kain, that there's no need whatsoever to be bedik for chalolas, so mamela, so they never made a chiyu bedike lechatchila for mamzeres. Now, there's a moira de kekashe, that the Marit asks. Marit asks as follows. If the Chiyuv, according to Taisves, the Chiyuv Dike is out. wir a paar khiv dik was auf halal but then no, since we were made a khiv dik out halal so we injected already so already be by the kif of mazeres and that's how a levi and Yisrael also this is an extension of the first takana but the ika takana was halal Dr. Amaya de Kekash, the Mishnah says, if you marry a Leviah, you have to be biting another generation. Because the Kahanim are more medayik b'psu yuchsin. So by Kahanim, it's sufficient arba shem shmoyna. B'yev shmoyna mois, that's enough. We can be, can feel secure with that. Levim and Yisraelim who are not so medayik b'psul yuchsin, so we have to go back another generation. So therefore, it says in the Mishnah, the Yisrael is yebaidik 12 yibayis. Fine. Frek the Marid, he says Mishlam according to Rashi, very good. There's a few yibdikals mamzeres, and some amelas, so we can make our guidelines that by a baskoyin. 80 mois, by Levi of Israelis, 12 mois, that's very good. But according to Taisvitz, there's no chiyuv bechlal to be paid by Levi. Now, pshat is, we made ready a chiyuv dike, so we wanted, not to differentiate them, yeah, but, so we extended the chiyuv dike to Levi of Israelim also, even though between you and me there's no nidra, but we extend, but to make it more chama, he had tofel chomam in eikel. That's the Maritz Kash. I just thought, I don't know, perhaps this is a shtickle teret. I had mentioned before that from the Taisus HaRosh it seems like that. That pshat is the eikel takona was you make a bedike for chalolos. You know, there's no need to make a bedike for mamzeh. Akirim Yisrael Mamzerim Shevenei. You don't need it. But since they made a Chiyuv Bdike, so they said, by Kahanim also, that's what seems in the Taish, you have to be Bredik for Mamzerim. That means I would never make a Takona to be Bredik for Mamzerim, but now that I have already a Haloche, that there is a need of Bdike, so then we said already, this Bdike should cover Mamzerim also. So that was the Haloche. So now, in the Takona, we have to be mevarer, there's no mamzeres. But that was the Takona, really. You have to mevarer, there's no mamzeres. So, if that was the Takona, by Levi and Abasi, so you're not mevarer, there's no mamzeres. Because you need another generation to be mevarer that. So, that wasn't the purpose of the Takona, but the Takona reads like that. The purpose of Takona was to be Mevar Chalolos. And since we made this Takona, we extended the Takona that we have to be Mevar Mamzeres also. Fine. But, so now that it's a din biru Mamzeres, so by Levi, the biru will only be Niskayim if, we'll go another 40 mois. Now, before we see further Taisvis, let us go to the previous Taisvis. Anoise Isha Kehanis. Zuktaisvis. Perish Koyin Shabo Liso Isha Kehanis. Speak about a Koyin. We have said the Yukim Darashi also says like that. The Koma Vitzorich Livdoik. You have to be Boitik. We're Bekim Nabo Shatetot Yuboitik out. Halolis. Mishum. Zuktaisvis says, what's the reason? Why did they make this bedikah? Sha'anu roitzim shebno yishamish al gabi ha-mizbech. A new thing. This is the Ivren Taisus Lacheres as follows. Why did we make this chiyuv dikah? That means, Lachere, the Lashon of Taisus, the Mashmois of the Lashon of Taisus is as follows. You'll ask me, Akasha, why you have to be Boidik? Maybe she's a Chalola. Why? Well, if she's a Chalola, there's an Israel, a Chalola, so you have to be Mevarim. It would seem from the Loshna Paisis, we wouldn't have to be right. He is Saimach, Reis, Vistame, I mean, this whole Chiv, Vike, Zichram, Chumre, the Rabbona, and this Chumre, the Rabbona, for the Isra, they wouldn't be right. It seems like that from Paisis. So why did they make a Chumre? So Paisis said, you have to understand like this. Hakoyim has Kedushas Kod. He's a Klika Poet. Now, the Holy Kizach, he's saying the Ayat, Rabbi Yom HaKippurim, we speak about the Kai Godel, Klika Poet Samtoyim. We say in Dayenu, the Nosan Beis Abhir, Lechaper Al Kol Avoynes. Hakoyim HaKait, what that is, Kaporet Avoynes. This is to have an oifen to purify from avoyes, samoyer de kizach, avoyes amikdash, akol kahanim avoydos, was samoyer de kizach. Samoyer de kizach. And a koyin had this koyach to do it. Now this koyach went over to Yerusha. His children also have this koyach. Now, so he is a nitzri is the koyach of kapora for klal yisrael. Rabbeinu gave him this kedusha is it's for nitzrius. If he's gonna marry a halola, boom. So all his doiris, all his potential, all those potential kahanim, which Klal Yisrael could have had, they're lost for Klal Yisrael. That is what Chazal were afraid of. A kohen is such a precious person. Who possesses such a precious Kedusha, we want to make sure that it will not get lost, it will not dissolve, it will not, so therefore, that's the chiyuv of the Bdikah. So Taisa says, Tzarich Livdek Mishum Shanarayton Shebno Yishamash Al Gabei HaMizbeach, and this will be a move for Yuchal Iskai, and if she's a Chalola, finish, it's lost. So Memeila, that is why they were Mechayiv a chiyuv Bdikah. Now, there's a Moira de Kekashe that Ayala Sashacha asks, which is really mind-boggling. And the Kekashe is as follows. We mentioned, Taisvis just told us that the Chiyav Dike is not out mitzad Isra Shemoy. It seems out have been boydik for halolas, as the Issa, a coin is also a halola for Taisus, it seems they didn't make a chiyuv bedike because of the tzad Issa Shabbat. They made the bedike because this coin possesses a treasure of Kedushas Kuna Ledeiris, and if a marry a halola, it's lost. That's why. Fine. Beautiful. Like the Yellow Sashacha, and the Gemara's Kasha Zabella. The Gemara asks a Kasha. Let the Baskoyim also be baidik the halal, but the men might not be baidik. So the question is, what's your problem over there? She's going to have sons kahanim. She doesn't have sons kahanim. The kahanim is from the husband. A Baskoyim can marry Yisrael. There won't be any kahanim there. And what did the Gemara answer? Oh, as a raya, she's permitted to marry a halal. So the zach is up. So it seems the whole chiyuv dika is because he's not allowed to marry a chalola. That's why he has to be binding. She's allowed to marry a chalola. That's why they make a chiyuv dika. So Taisvis seems to be saying, "Als the iser sheboy, no problem. No thing, it's a new thing." Taisvis said, "That's a shreklich kasha." Let's go further. It's very difficult this kasha. We'll just see over the kashin. Aval ein laforish, the mayri bi Yisrael habo lisa isha kahanis. Now, Taisvis says, that because we have to understand, we have a very sosom dike mishne, which did not explain who's getting married over here. So, one could say that perhaps a Yisrael is getting married. A Yisrael is getting married. That's why do you have to be baidik? Why does the Yisrael have to be baidik? It's like the marid. Why do you have to be baidik? Just like a bas koyin doesn't have to be baidik because it's not a gay halolim to her. Why does Yisrael have to be Moedig? So then Taisvis, so then Dachs with the Maritza, so then if we'll say Pshan the Mishnah that a Yisrael has to be Moedig, it's because the Mishnah is very short, it doesn't say who the Chosen is, so then we'll say the Bdikis Takal to Mamzeret, and then we'll have a big problem packet. So why Abbas Koyin doesn't have to be Moedig? What's the Chilik, Abbas Koyin, Abbas Leif? Then we'll have a problem packet. But maybe that's like Pshat in the Mishnah. We'll come to each hurdle at a time. Avlein lefosh the Meir of Yisrael habolisa isha kehenes. V'roitze, but Taisa doesn't say Altsmam say this. Look to what Taisa says. Taisa says, Yisrael habolisa isha kehenes. V'roitze she b'no kosha lekone. And he wants that Vlod, the Marshal says, means bito, vlodo. That means, what we'll say, we're being boidik for halolus. We're boidik for halolus. That's, we'll stick to that. Yisrael is allowed to marry, Yisrael is allowed to marry a halolus, but we want to be boidik to make sure that the daughter could marry a kayin, and there shouldn't be any problem. That's why we're boidik, the wife, she shouldn't be a halolus, that he could have daughters eligible for kahan. Then we have this kasha, so why Abbas, why? Okay, so Taisa says, Nimkein am I not kem kehenes? Eloisa chalola nami have b'no kosha lekune, neiso mikvetare lechalolos. So why do you have to be boidik? Is this, if, Mamanovshech, why do you say he's marrying Abbas Koyin? The daughter is Saibasai eligible lekune if he's a Yisrael. Because Bnei Yisrael mikvetare lechalolos. So why think he's marrying a Bas Koyin? If he could marry a chalola also, and it'll also be the same thing. And if the purpose of the bdik will be for mamzeres, so it'll be for mamzeres. But there's no purpose of being bdik for chalolas if when she's a chalola, he'll solve the problem. So you say the bdik is for mamzeres. So why are you saying he's marrying a Bas Koyin? Let him marry a chalola. And also be boidik for mamzeres. Let us see. Now let's go back to the bottom of the last taisa. Rabbeinu Tam Kosa b'sefer Yosha. The Hod Tzach Lidvik. Also the same that Rabbeinu Tam in the first taisa. I will say. Vavke lahachshe b'neim la'avayde. We want to make sure that the children be kosher la'avayde. Inami lahakshe atzmoy la'avayde. So the Taisus HaRosh says, what means lahakshe atzmoy la'avayde? Because the halacha is that a kohen that marries noshim psulais, kol zman is married to them, he can't do the avayde. So Mamele, that's why, that's the purpose of the Bdik. Also again, I'll list like the first Taisu. Avolachiloi betrume. But if the Dian is not about Avoid, the Dian is about Lachiloi betrume, the child should be able to eat trume, the wife should be able to eat trume. Which could be terrible shyness. She's a halola. She can't eat tumer. The child can't eat tumer. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, ain't so b'dikin. A tumer, they weren't matzah b'dikin. K'dama pega isha shenis halmolo. Ani koyin, v'chaveri koyin. There's two people that are coming. I don't know both of them from Adam. And each one is saying, I'm a koyin, and this one is also a koyin. Well, let's him understand that. Say, so have a name echod on someone else that thinks he's a koi. Nemo lachiwe betrume ve nemo lasiyo isha. So it would seem from over there that for nesuin, for yuchsin, there it is not sufficient that a name echod is nemo. There you need edem tak, you need a bill of edem. Seems you need the archi of bedika. Masha enkein. Legabi Trume, we see they were not Matzrich B'dikin. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam said, that therefore the Bein Hatam said that the whole Chiyuv Bedikah is only Legabi Avoide, not Legabi Trume. Then that's when someone says, so who did Legabi Trume is an Issa? They weren't Chayish for the Issa Trume, so they weren't Chayish for the Issa Chalolus also, that's when someone says. That's why the whole time was only out to ensure that we'll have Kahanim Ksherim La'avoide. Yeah, zok the Gemara weiter. Ravade barave toni dalad imois. Shehem shtein esrei. Ravade barave said it's dalad imois that adds up. We had said before, we had mentioned the Ran, that now it says arba sheim shmeine, that means the really we want to be boidik to arba imois. But to make sure we have a proper bedikah, we're another arba to ensure that arba shein shmoyne, the bedikah b'peil zan shmoyne, to ensure that the bedikah of the arba is a thorough bedikah. Rav Ada bar Rava toni dalad imoyz, we have to make a thorough bedikah on four imoyz. Shehem shtei mesre, that in order to make sure we have a thorough bedikah. And these dalad amoyz, we have to be boidek shtei mesrei. And this is memes in the chesbin that we have by Leviv Yisrael, what it says in the Mishnah. Okay, but masnisetone dalad amoyz shehem sheish esrei. That you have to go up another time. You have to be boidek 16 amoyz in order to make sure we made a thorough examination. The dalad amoyz. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Shem Shtei Mesrei, Al Ko Zug Moisef Livdoik Oid Eim Lamaila. Oid Kanada Eim. Shesh Esrei, Al Ko Zug Shem Mishnaseinu, Moisef Imo Shalo Yoino, Ve Eim Imo. So we have 16. Zug the Gemara say. Is Bishloi Milavada Barave. So we have here a memory of Ada Barave and the Barais. Bishlam al-Ravada Barava Mukim Lo the Leviyah Bas Yisrael. He's speaking about a Leviyah Bas Yisrael, that there the number is Takish Tei Mesle. Ela Mas Nise Neima Pligi Be Yisrael Kan the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, yeah. So the Gemara says, Loi Mai Oid Achas Zug Achas. The Barais on the Shad by a Levi of Yisraelis, Moisef, Oid Achaz, Oid, a pair of Imois. That's how the Barais and Lemshah. Mukila Bavi of Yisraelis, because the Tony Masnisa, Moisef, Nalem, Oid Achaz. Mi Lema, Pligia Masnisa. My Moisef and Oid Achaz, the Tony Masnisa, Zug Achaz, a group of Imois, Tei Imois. Let us see Taisvet. Ein boykin min a mizbeich lamal is going on a mishtabim taimen. Amai loiktoni ein boykin mishtareis kulamaylo. The Gemara in Ksubis says as follows. There's a shayla in the Gemara malan mishtareis liyuchse. You know what that means as follows. Let's say it says in the shtar, Reuven Ben Aaron Hakoyin, Lover, Ben Shimon, Ben Levi Halevi, Meyadol. That's what it says in the Shtar. And you have to wait and gechasmet on this. So we have a Shtar Halvok. So the Gemara Klaza Shaila, what are these Eidim chasmening? Are they chasmening on everything it says in the Shtar? It says in the Shtar, Reuven Ben Aaron Hakoyin. So they're also saying Eidis, that Reuven is a Kohen. He's a Reuven ben Aaron a Kohen. Or maybe, that's not their Isaac. You'll say a Rav a Goyen, Rav Reuven ben Aaron a Kohen, saying he's a Rav a Goyen. This is a Shtar Halvo. So he said he's a Kohen, he's a Kohen. We're not giving a guarantee on that. Bekitza, there's Aman the Yama that says in Ksubis, Malin, Mishtobis, Liyusak. No, no, no. If Eidem Chasman a Shtar, they have to know, they have to read all the fine print, and if they're putting their sima on it, That means they're being made whatever it says on the top. That's true. So the Gemara says, Malin, Malin, Vishtoris, Leyufsin. You have two Edim that say that he's a Kohen. So the male, that's enough. That's two Edim were made he was a Kohen. Or else they wouldn't chasna. They tell them to write a different shah. I'm sorry, we can't chasna on this. So the male effect of, so the Gemara says, in breaking them is Berchel and Milo, Frektoisvis, that, let's say in breaking Mishtoris, Lamar, if you got a hold of a shah, Yishlema Dain Zerabusa, that's not a chiddish. The Eidus Malyu, to Eidim said that he was a Kayan Miuchas. Really? So that's not chiddish. The chiddish is that by all these things, it wasn't so 100% sure that he's a Kayan. The time in this name in Baikim in the sea is Kapayim Olamayla, Umitum Olamayla, Kedahoma Bepeg Veiz, the Ksubis Malam, Mitum Olayuchsin. Now, I don't know klar if there's a machloikis in this, because before we heard that Rabbi Natan said that the whole bedik is only lavoide and not letume. Tume neidechad is also good. There it says malam mitume leyufsan. I don't know klar if there's a machloikis in the Gemara or there's another does. I don't know. V'yashleima. So bekitzel, so the Mishnah is saying all the things that we can assume he's a meyuche, so it should say tume, that he's kapayim. It's also poshut. If he was duchening, if he does, that's a raise a coin. Avol hod is not in boitim in mismechel a maile rebusu. The mairi afilu ba'avoidis haksheiris bizon. That this we saw that the avi avio was by the mismeach. Not that he did avoide, he was there, he did am, he made aktore. Nah. He made shchita. I have shit. I made have shit. Avo gam de shchita ksheira binoshim u ba'avodim. So me mele hainu d'yevet. D'yevet, yes. Ish is kosher lishchay. And evet is kosher lishchay. Avo lechatchil lai odik im ksheira miyuchosim. Yisrael, of course, you don't need to shchita ksheira bizor. But lechatchile, they did not let a zol who had any big book him in his yichus to make shchit and to make hefshit and to make nituach. So memele, which is not avoidis, so memele, the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. That what you're telling me, malim and the sea is kapayim with you, that's bullshit. The sea is kapayim spells out kohune. That's a Daich Kohuna. So Memele, so that's bullshit. If I see that he was nice to a couple, that's bullshit. He's like, you don't go further. Chiddush is Mizbeach. Mizbeach does not mean he did Avoide. Mizbeach means that he did Shchita. And since the meaning was Vayovdi, they did not permit them to do the shrit, if they want the yuchosin. So the Mishnah is telling us, this is a sufficient enough of a birah for us to assume that he's in the yuchosin.